Hunter, last name HUNTER, first name Anglin, ANGLAN, 315, 1957. 67-year-old woman married, originally from Mississippi, has worked as a cook most of her life. She's been married this time 7 years, has four girls, four children altogether. She does smoke, she doesn't drink alcohol. She's currently on hospice with diagnosis of end-stage COPD. Period. New paragraph. Patient complains of shortness of breath, cough, congestion, weakness, decreased weight, or weight loss, debility. Patient is not O2 dependent, uses her nebulizer 4 times a day, has evidence of right-sided heart failure with edema of the lower extremity, period. She also requires help of husband and other people to get around because of her shortness of breath, period. Family history, mom died of renal failure, dad died of complications of diabetes, COVID, flu, pneumonia, vaccination, up to date per patient, allergy, none, medication, Vicodin 5-325, one tablet 4 times a day, PRN for pain, Tamazepam 15 milligram one today, Lipitor 10 milligram a day, Lisinopril 20 milligram a day, Prozac 10 milligram a day, Tessalon Pearls 100 milligram as needed, Qvar inhaler twice a day, Albuterol inhaler / nebulizer 4 times a day, Zofran 4 milligram as needed for nausea and vomiting. Ms. Hunter was found to be mildly short of breath at rest. Her blood pressure is 113 over 72. Pulse is 100 or 2 sats 93%, afebrile. Heart positive, small positive, residue. Lungs, ronchi, a few coarse breath sounds. Abdomen soft. Neck shows no positive JVD. Skin shows no rash. Oral mucosa with tight lesion. Neurological non-focal. Lower extremity shows trace edema. Assessment, 67-year-old woman with history of COPD, shortness of breath, decreased weight, decreased appetite, debility, chronic back pain, anxiety, decreased sleep, not sleeping, edema lower extremity bilaterally, secondary to right-sided heart failure and core pulmonary related to her and severe COPD. Also suffers from anxiety, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, chronic cough related to her COPD. Patient requires a nebulizer treatment at least 6 or 7 times a day to help her with her symptoms. Overall prognosis remains poor for this woman. Thank you.